Hey, welcome back to Haunted Haze. I'm Josh.
I'm Kristen.
And this is episode 29.
Yep, I'm excited to talk about all of these interesting things today.
Are you sure you're not excited because 29, 2 plus 9 is 11?
I didn't even think about that. Number 11. Yeah, so that means this is definitely going to be a good-ass episode.
You heard it here, folks.
Yeah.
This is a good-ass episode.
And I mean, let's just talk about this for a second.
All right, let's talk about it for a second.
You made me realize that my love of the number 11 was real.
Yeah.
And it was because you told me, like, when we first got together, we were like, that's, like, probably one of the first things we were like, oh, my God, both of our favorite numbers is 11. But then you told me, like, a couple years later that when you saw, like, how much I love the number 11, it made you realize, like, that you don't love the number 11 the same way I love the number 11.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I believe.
So, like, that is truly, like, I have a favorite number.
Yeah.
And it's not, like, I feel like it's 11's, like, a common favorite number, and that's annoying.
Yeah, but I have the number 8 as like a favorite number of mine.
I like the number 8.
But those are also our birthday days, so is it really? But I believe in numerology stuff. Right?
I mean,
there's
definitely
some weird coincidental stuff.
I know that, like, my friend, her birthday's on the 12th, but her favorite number is 17.
Ooh, twist.
So it's like, that's not, I don't think there's
M. Night Shyamalan, man.
But there's, like, a lot of reasons. Like, the number 11 has shown up in, like, so many different ways in my life. And so it's like, I know that me and that number are connected.
Yeah.
So, like, I want to know, like, do other people, like, I'm going to post something about it on our Facebook
for
sure.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Really?
Let's
hear about it.
I just want to ask people about their favorite numbers. I just want to know if it's something other people, like, it's something I feel strongly about.
We should really talk more about, like, synchronicity and numerology and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I want to.
I think that stuff would, like, blow your mind. I think you're a little timid sometimes, like, learning stuff that's just, like...
It's hard. It's my ADHD, honestly. It's...
Okay.
Because it's, like, it's... I want to learn about it. But it's, like... I just can't. Sometimes my brain just can't suck in any new information.
Well, in case you guessed it, this episode, we're talking about haunted mirrors.
Yeah, because that was obvious.
Yeah, we just M. Night Shyamalan'd you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you thought we were going to talk about numerology. Nope.
No.
Haunted mirrors.
That would have been, that's a good, that's going on the list, though.
No, it's just a great tangent. You went on as soon as we, see, this is what happens when we don't do a podcast regularly, right?
Yeah.
Like, Kristen's got all this pent up, oh, I gotta talk about this.
Hey, well, you know, I can't help it. Let's just get into what we're talking about then.
So, haunted mirrors, right?
Yeah.
You've heard of, like, the haunted legends of, like, Candyman and Bloody Mary. But throughout the history, there's always been beliefs that your soul can get trapped in mirrors.
Yeah.
So mirrors themselves have a long lore of being haunted.
Yeah, for sure. There's, I mean,
mirrors
are scary. Yeah.
Think of, like, a funhouse, like the mirror room. Like, that's just a creepy, like,
or
they use,
like,
that in horror movies sometimes.
Even, like, those bathroom cabinets that you open up and you shut it and it's a mirror and they're behind you.
Right.
You know,
mirrors
are, like, just trippy in general.
Yeah, it's kind of like a underrated scary object that's just in your house.
And, you know, the only time you ever see yourself is through a mirror.
A mirror. So, I've looked in a mirror for a long time before and thought, like, is this really me? Like, is this who I am? Like, do I really look like this? I know that's kind of crazy sounding, but...
No, it's hard. It, like, most people cannot just look at themselves in the mirror for a long period of time.
Right. It's like seeing, like, a real-life picture of you.
Yeah.
Instant picture.
But, you know, they say, like, you see yourself looking, like...
So do you think...
Way better than other people see you. That's a... Wow, like, what a bummer.
Damn, Christopher. Look, all right.
Okay, sorry.
So, do you believe that mirrors can be haunted? Do you think souls can get trapped in a mirror?
Do you think
that a mirror can be passed down to someone and it still be haunted? Like, if we got a mirror from someone else's home and maybe they died.
Yeah.
And then we got it in an estate sale or something and... hung it up in the house, do you think?
Well, I don't see why not, because I think that anything really, I mean, energy, everything is energy. And it's like, I can see how any kind of energy could attach to an item.
Right, so that's my point exactly. I think if anything can be haunted, it's a mirror.
Yeah.
Out of all the things that, all the haunted objects, all the things I've heard, other than a haunted house, a mirror would be my second thing that's probably haunted.
Yeah, I mean, like, the mirrors are just creepy in general. Think of the whole, even, like, feng shui, you're not supposed to, like, sleep with a mirror facing you at night.
Right.
Like, there's all kinds of, like, mirror legends and stuff.
Even that movie, Mirrors is really good.
Yeah, I remember that. I think I went and saw that.
Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah.
His name is hard to say.
It was, like, after his 24 days. Do you remember watching that show?
24 days. It was 24 hours.
No. Okay. I meant, like, after his days on the show 24. Isn't that what it's called? I think it's just 24.
All right. So, let's actually dig into, like, some mirror legends.
Okay. And
some mirror facts. So, why are we so freaked out by darkened mirrors? Do we think that some vengeful ring-style ghost is going to come out of said mirror and get you? Or do we think, I'm going to accidentally look into a mirror and see a vengeful ring-style ghost is already here, hanging around behind me and waiting for just the right moment to dramatically eat my brains and meat?
I don't think anything like that when I see a mirror, so thank God.
We can't really say. All we can say is that many people's anxiety around a poorly lit mirror would seem to imply that they actually suffer from a case of spectrophobia, or the fear of ghosts, which is actually often associated with mirrors, because items hold a lot of supernatural baggage for many of us. But ghosts aren't the end of it. Mirrors play a role in many myths, as a place where reality and the supernatural meet. So it makes sense that our culture has so many enduring legends about mirrors, and those said legends are often creepy as, well, a mirror in a dark room.
I guess I've never really been scared of a mirror in a dark room. Like a dark mirror.
But there's just an ominous mirror in there?
Yeah, I've never felt that.
So surely you've had the pleasure of breaking a mirror and having some helpful person inform you that now you have given yourself 7 years bad luck.
I was going to ask you if you have ever broken a mirror.
Yeah, for sure. On purpose and on accident.
I don't know if I ever have, either way. Never on purpose.
So you probably did not pause to reflect on this idea too deeply because you were more focused on making sure to not accidentally step on any shards of broken mirror. But had you decided to look a bit further into it, you would have found that this superstition stems from an ancient myth that holds the mirrors reflect not just one's external surface, but one's soul as well. Ancient Romans believed the soul regenerated every 7 years.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that that is true.
Yeah.
I feel like my soul regenerates every 7 years.
They say, like, your cells regenerate every 7 years.
I mean, we've talked about this before, I think, on the podcast, about how I think that your life is in, like, 7 year cycles.
Cycles, yeah. Sounds good. Hope we're in a good cycle right now. So if you mess with a mirror, you have to consider your soul equally messed with for 7 years until you can grow a new one. So ghosts live inside mirrors, right? If you have ever been to a slumber party, then you're familiar with the game Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
Game players enter a darkened room and chant some variation of the phrase Bloody Mary into a mirror a varying amount of times. Usually it's, what, 3, maybe 5 times?
I think it's 3.
Yeah.
It's pretty, I think it's actually.
It's probably different.
It's 3.
Region to region.
No, I think we can all agree it's 3. All
right. Kristen said it's 3. In some versions, you do it in complete darkness.
Yeah.
In others, you clutch a candle or a flashlight. In some versions, the woman you're invoking is a murderer. In others, a demon. And in yet other versions, Mary the First of England, who was nicknamed Bloody Mary during her reign. In all versions, when you're done with the ritual, a ghoulish woman is supposed to lunge out of the mirror and, I don't know, scare you.
Yeah. Like, why? I just was never brave enough. I'm like, what if it does happen? Like, why? I did that to myself? That's stupid. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, this myth also spawned the movie Candyman.
Yeah.
Folklorists locate the roots of this story not in an actual ghost who liked to victimize people through the looking glass, but an older ritual where young women chanted a special incantation in front of a darkened mirror in order to try to get a look at their future husband.
Mm.
And what do you do if you see something in the mirror while you're tromping around in the dark, invoking a deceased British royal? Odds are that you're simply experiencing the Caputo effect, a psychological effect that leads us to react to sensory deprivation with imagination. When the effect was studied in a lab by placing subjects in front of a darkened mirror for several minutes, they began to think they saw the image of a different face in it, when in reality they were seeing their own reflection, with added details created by their minds. Also, no matter what, it definitely was not Queen Mary I coming for you through your bathroom mirror. She got that name due to her taste for putting Protestants to death while trying to reestablish Catholicism as the reigning religion in 16th century England. So I don't believe that. There was that, they say, like, if you stare in the mirror long enough, you'll see, like, things in the, like, corner of your eye. You know, like, you'll see, like, figures and stuff.
I mean, I feel like the sensory deprivation thing has a really good point to it, because I could see how that could make you see things.
Yeah, but it might be a way where your brain is just in a state to see that reality. You know what I mean? Like, where you can see through the veil of whatever a mirror is, and somehow that mirror is a reflection into some other alternate dimension.
Sometimes I realize that I'm so much more of a skeptic than you are.
So you can access a creepy mirror world whenever you want. There's a new twist on the classic mirror horror game. A Reddit popularized right involves setting up a candle, a fan, mirrors, and three chairs. One that you sit in and two that you place mirrors upon, and then engaging in a series of ritual actions that are supposed to allow spirits or creatures of some sort to take up residence in the mirrors.
Ew.
Occupying the roles of the queen and the fool and answering your questions.
Wow.
If you do play this game and happen to see a being in one of the mirrors, which you are supposed to only gaze at indirectly, they say that's the Caputo effect. And if you hear answers, well, it might just be a case of pareidolia, a psychological phenomenon where you perceive a pattern where one does not actually exist, which can cover everything from seeing a stain that looks like the Virgin Mary to hearing words in the rhythmic whirring of a fan. Or maybe you're communicating with demons.
I mean, I would never even try it.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, I've always been scared of these legends. I remember, like, when I was a kid, like, me and my cousin, or, you know, me and my brother, like, we would tempt it. We'd be like, Candyman. All right, let's go back in. Like, no, don't say it again.
Yeah.
But Candyman, I think it was 5 times. Let's not find out.
Yeah, I'm not going to try it, even still.
So, of course, the Bloody Mary legend isn't just based on some harmless pre-online dating romantic fun. It also seems to draw from ancient cross-cultural myths that the dead and mirrors interact quite poorly. In Jewish culture, when someone dies, all mirrors are covered in the house while the members of the household mourn for a week, engaging in a practice called sitting Shiva. According to some old Jewish myths, this is because demons visit homes when there has been a tragedy or a loss. And while they cannot be seen with the naked eye, one can see the reflection in mirrors. So they're essentially reverse vampires, I guess.
Well, and like, or their souls will get trapped in the mirrors.
Yeah, you can only see it through the mirror. Keeping the mirrors covered keeps mourners who are already dealing with enough problems from being startled by the sight of these death-loving goblins.
Yeah, thanks.
In some German and Dutch cultures in the past, mirrors were covered up after a death because it was believed that catching a glimpse of yourself after a member of your household died meant that you would go next, or soon at least. Some historians have documented an older Chinese superstition that held that if a corpse is taken past an uncovered mirror, they will become a ghost. Some old Irish beliefs also held that the soul of a dead person could become trapped inside a mirror that was brought near the body. Rituals involving the covering of mirrors after death were also found in some Indian, English, and Scottish cultures. But in Victorian culture, the practice of covering mirrors became non-denominational. Supposedly, all the mirrors were covered when Abraham Lincoln's body was laid out in the White House. So, what do you take away from this? Should you beware of mirrors?
I mean, I definitely feel like it seems like everybody believes that ghosts and mirrors are connected.
So, at the very least, you are going to stare at one in a darkened room?
Right. It's like now I'm going to have this new fear of mirrors in dark rooms.
Well, you also think about, before. What's it called? Like, what witches do when they stare into, like, a reflective...
crystal ball?
Well, no, it's like scrying, right? I think that's the actual term for scrying. So, like, they stare, you know... I think it's also something to do with, like, meditation. Like, mirrors can definitely put you into, like, a meditative state. I think there's a reason people... you know, like when you go to a dance studio or something, not only can you watch what you're doing, but I think it also helps you just get into a meditative state where your body doesn't necessarily get tired.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you can kind of watch yourself work out, like you don't necessarily get as tired quickly, in my opinion.
Well, and like that's, I don't, it's called the mirror, I think maybe. It's like this new workout thing that you can have for your house, and it's literally a mirror that you do your workouts. It's like the workout is on the screen, but the screen is a mirror.
Right.
So you literally watch yourself do the workouts, and the instructor's like on the screen, though.
Yeah, I think it just helps you get out of your head, and you're focusing on
also all gyms. Like when you go to like a class, usually the class has like mirrors.
I mean, mirrors are all around you.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, mirrors have been used in so many other ways. Like, back to, like, the witches, like, using the scrying and, like, getting to that meditative state and be able to come up with these incantations.
Yeah.
And curses, you know. I think there's some truth to some of that power. You know? And I think they maybe can tap into it, possibly because looking into a mirror for a long time could reveal an alternate dimension.
This is something I thought of about mirror legends when you were talking about it. And it's, you're not supposed to show a baby its reflection in a mirror until it's after a year old.
Until after a year.
Have you heard that before?
That sounds interesting. Like,
I wonder if it will.
Did they not get a soul or something?
I didn't know if it was like maybe a southern thing. This is something I just found really quick about it, about baby myths. It says, don't show a baby a mirror. Mirrors are one of the most common items to raise superstitions, and this one is a doozy. In Europe in the 19th century, well into the 20th, it was considered absolutely horrible for a baby to see their own reflection in a mirror before their first birthday. The repercussions of allowing your budding narcissist to see their own face varied from the child growing up to be a thief at best to certain death at worst.
Nurseries, who was keeping up with this, though?
Nurseries were designed not to have
Charles
any mirrors.
You know, Charles saw his face when he was 3 months.
So nurseries were designed not to have any mirrors or reflective surfaces anywhere in the room to prevent that.
You know, I remember, like, even, like, my grandparents talking about, like, when someone would die, you would cover up the mirrors.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely...
I've never really been around that, but...
Really?
I've been blessed not to have been around that much death in my life.
I understand that. But also, I feel like that... there's, like, some southern lore to that about covering up mirrors, you know?
Well, so some of this kind of is similar to what you were talking about. So, actually, like, going back to what you said about breaking a mirror...
Yeah.
That... I have that... you can reverse that curse.
Uh-oh.
If you grind all of the shards of glass into dust.
Of that mirror?
Yeah, so that the reflection is no longer possible.
See, that's the key right there. You have to get all the shards.
Yeah, that's the hard part. And you're going to get cut in the process. It's going to be a pain in the butt.
Well, that's your punishment, right? And otherwise, you get 7 years of it.
And then legends like Bloody Mary and Candyman... The story of Candyman, you know, it's very similar to Bloody Mary. And if you say Candyman 5 times in the mirror, he'll appear behind you.
Yeah.
The story apparently is based on a slave from New Orleans who fell in love with his owner's daughter. The slave was hunted down and his hand was cut off and thrown into a beehive. Sadly, he died, but not before he placed a curse on those who killed him.
Yeah, I love the Candyman movies. There's 3 of them and all 3 of them are good. Like, really. Like, Tony Todd, the guy that plays Candyman, does such a fantastic job of that. So I'm a little disappointed if he's not in it somehow, the new Candyman coming out.
I didn't know there was a new one.
Yeah. There's supposed to be a remake.
Oh, well, if it's a remake, he probably won't be in it.
Yeah.
I feel like I've maybe seen the first Candyman at some point during our relationship. You've probably played that.
Well, I think the second one's actually better. It's based in New Orleans, so you might like that one.
Oh, yeah.
That one's actually kind of... It tells more of the backstory also.
Oh, well, then that kind of lines up with this. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all? Captromancy is a form of divination using a mirror to see other people or places. It is most famously used by the evil queen in Snow White. And then also, that is a Mandela effect because that is not the actual quote from the movie.
Oh, really?
Which blew my mind. Well, I mean, we've talked about this, but...
Was it mirror, mirror on the wall?
The true quote is mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest one of all?
Oh. Well, we leave out one word or something?
Well, then the quote that everybody says is mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?
Oh,
instead of who's the fairest one of all. Yeah, so it's like just slightly different.
One or the
them.
Them.
Yeah.
Plus, the mirror was confused because Snow White was like fair skin.
Yeah.
Not the prettiest. Like, it was the queen was upset. I need no melanin. No tan.
No, I think that...
I want to be crystal clear.
I think that that was the style back then. Fair skin, like fair and pretty. I think that was
really?
like the thing.
They looked down on if you got like a tan or something?
Well, no, I just don't think it was something that people like seek after like they do now.
That's hard to understand because everyone's attracted to like tan, right? Like even say like when you get a little tan, you look healthy.
Yeah.
You know, like people say that? I don't know.
No, for sure. I mean,
I'm chubby my whole life. I've always been told I look healthy.
Same.
Tan or not.
All right. Well, there's also the saying that tan fat looks better, you know?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So, the Myrtles Plantation near Baton Rouge, Louisiana, is supposedly one of the most haunted places in the world, home of many ghosts. One of these spirits is that of Sarah Woodruff, who, alongside her children, died through poisoning. Unfortunately, a mirror in the house wasn't covered up, trapping their spirits, and it's alleged that you can often see handprints of the family on the mirror.
Oh,
that's creepy.
That's creepy.
Like, what are they trying to do, bust out?
Yeah, or tell you, or something. I don't know.
So, this is a famous haunted mirror, Bela Lugosi's haunted mirror.
Ooh, we've actually seen this mirror in person.
Yeah.
When we went to Zach Bagans Haunted Museum, remember, in Las Vegas, we actually looked directly into this mirror.
Yeah,
they had it covered up and everything, and they were like, are you sure you want to look into it?
Yeah, they were like, if you want to look into it, we'll uncover it for you.
I was like, yeah, I'm going to look at it. Yeah, let me check this out. And it was really cool. I mean, it was like an old, very old style, like,
you could tell it was like antique.
It was like a silver polish mirror.
Yeah.
Like a very old style.
It looked heavy.
It's interesting that Bela Lugosi, like, at one point stared into that mirror. I mean, it just kind of like, wow, that.
It is weird to think, like, it's like almost like if these walls could talk, but like if a mirror could replay the images that it has seen.
Right. It's just interesting when someone like that's famous in pop culture. Anytime like someone owns something, that's why there's haunted objects out there, you know?
Yeah,
that's why we're talking about this, really. You know, it's not just mirrors, there's other things out there, like we've already talked about haunted roads.
Yeah, like, and some people just get attached to certain objects too,
right?
Like, I think that people can be like, I can't think of an object that's like my number one favorite object.
Oh, that you would haunt, like,
yeah
I feel you.
Like, I don't love one single object so much that I would haunt it.
Right. Yeah, I don't... Yeah, same. Yeah. You'd like Hot Target. I'm right. Ghost. Bitch, I'm a ghost.
Bela Lugosi was a Hungarian-American actor famous for portraying Count Dracula in the 1931 film and for his roles in other horror films.
He's like the classic Dracula.
That's crazy to think that my grandma came out that... My grandma was born the same year that that movie came out.
Yeah.
Right. That's, I mean, it blows my mind that they were coming out with horror movies in that age.
Yeah.
You right. know what I mean? Like, people and then it took metal so long to be able to be a little bit accepted and not.
Oh, yeah. Considering people love, like, horror stuff.
Right.
I still don't think people really understand that connection to it. When it comes to, like, metal music.
Yeah.
Like, they think more of it's just demonic and Satan. Yeah, think if every horror movie was like The Exorcism.
Right.
People would definitely have a problem with horror movies.
Okay, you're right.
Yeah.
I feel that. They,
but those movies, like, they were about the devil and demons.
But they didn't talk about
but
that.
But they're portrayed as, it's not Lucifer.
It's a monster.
Dracula.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's kind of like how society kind of digests.
I could see that. It just still shocks me that, like, in 1931, there was a horror movie out.
Well, we always have monsters to talk about.
After playing small parts on the stage in his native Hungary, Lugosi got his first role in a film in 1917.
Wow.
He had to leave the country after the failed Hungarian Communist Revolution of 1919. He acted in several films in Weimar, Germany, before arriving in the United States as a seaman on a merchant ship. In 1927, he appeared as Count Dracula in the Broadway adaptation of Bram Stoker's novel.
Wow, that's amazing.
He later appeared in the classic 1931 film Dracula by Universal Pictures.
4 years later.
Through the 1930s, he occupied an important niche of popular horror films. Bela Lugosi's Haunted Mirror. One former owner tells a tragic tale of how her uncle was brutally murdered. The significance of her story is that he was in one of Lugosi's homes when it happened. The mirror was close at hand at the time and would have witnessed the crime, absorbing the dark energy at the moment. She believes that a close friend killed her uncle, and since there was no sign of forced entry and the motive doesn't seem to be robbery.
Wow.
Lugosi was allegedly into the occult and may have used the mirror within his rituals. The same former owner says that she feels the mirror has something bad attached to it because of her daughter's experiences. Whilst her daughter was unwilling to discuss the events, her sister is happy to relay what she has been told. When looking into the mirror, the first sister felt she saw a hand reaching out to get her. She felt teeth marks against her neck as a shadowy figure appeared within the mirror.
What the fuck?
The sister goes on to explain that when she slept in the same room as the mirror, she had a nightmare and woke up with scratches on her body. And where is the mirror now? Well, like we said, it was actually donated to Zach Bagans Haunted Museum. And shortly after he accepted the mirror into the museum, his basement was flooded.
Ooh.
And as Zach went to investigate, he recorded bangings and rattlings in the basement. We heard bangings and rattlings in the basement, too.
It was just loose pipes, obviously, because it's flooded.
An evil entity or just busted pipes causing the flood in the first place? Well, I didn't get a creepy vibe really looking into that mirror. I mean, it was like, it was something maybe a little dark about it. Oh, shit. It was something maybe a little dark about it, but I didn't feel endangered. But I can see how maybe that mirror witnessed a murder.
Yeah.
And it has that vibe to it.
Yeah, I mean, mirrors creep me out. Like, I don't know, there's something just about, like, an old mirror. It just seems like it's absorbed energy over the years. So it's like the older a mirror, the more of a creepy vibe I get from it.
Yeah.
Really, I mean, it definitely seems like it's some type of energy sucker, maybe.
I mean, I feel like the mirror in our bathroom right here is from probably the 60s.
Yeah, I mean, think about all the people who've looked in it.
Yeah, it's
weird. Don't you kind of get a vibe from it?
Yeah.
I mean,
just in the 5 years we've lived here, how many people have looked in that mirror. You know what I mean?
I mean, there's great, there's like some great mirror horror movies. Like Oculus was a pretty good one.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
The movie Mirrors we talked about earlier with Kiefer Sutherland. The Skeleton Key, remember it had to do with the mirror? Like, remember they were in New Orleans and they like took over the body and you could see like what they really looked like when they looked in the mirror?
I don't know if I saw that movie.
Also, the mirror legend of, like, vampires, right? Like,
oh, no, they reflection. Can't. There's no reflection in the mirror.
Yeah.
Although, every vampire movie and show I've ever watched doesn't go by that rule.
Oh, wow.
Like, they might follow all the other vampire rules. I think it's just
too difficult, right?
Yeah, but they don't ever follow the no mirror rule.
Because mirrors are everywhere at this point.
Yeah.
That's probably also a reason why, like, mirrors kind of garnish such a legend is because they weren't just mass-produced, you know, until then. Yeah,
for sure. Until the 80s or maybe 60s. I don't know.
Oh, you think the 80s or 60s? No one had mirrors in their houses until the 80s, really, Kristen. Yeah, I feel you.
Sorry, sometimes I say things that are dumb.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll talk. Sometimes I don't think before I speak.
Well, tell us what you think. Are you afraid of mirrors? Yeah. Do you think it's a bunch of, you know, BS?
Have you ever felt really creeped out by a mirror?
Well, we've also shared my stepmom Christy's
her story about mirror.
Yeah, Bloody Mary, so.
And another feng shui tip about mirrors is that you're not supposed to hang a mirror above a doorway.
Ooh, thanks, Kristen. We won't do it.
You're welcome. All right, no, so
there's one doorways.
We don't have any. I try to follow the feng shui tips in our home. It's impossible to follow all the feng shui tips. But our house is somewhat feng shui.
Why don't you grab that super duper secret box and let's do verses.
Alright. Sounds good. And there's been some additions.
Yeah, like decorations to the box, some stickers we've collected, some creepy ones, some vibey ones.
Pop the top.
Because we got to keep this box safe and have a good vibe around it because inside of it is nothing but creepy terrifying shit. Things, right?
You're right.
As always, we take one terrifying thing and we pit it up against another terrifying thing and we decide which one we think is scarier.
Yep, I'm ready to hear it.
This week, which is scarier? Movies or video games?
Well, I've never played a scary video game.
You've never watched one?
I've seen you play some scary video games.
Yeah.
I would say movies are scarier.
You would go with movies?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with video games, mainly because they're so immersive nowadays. Like, you get so involved in what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, lurking around, sneaking around, you know, whatever you might be doing.
And there's, like, good jump scares.
Oh, yeah. Like, the Resident Evil 7, Biohazard, that game stresses me out. It's so scary, to be honest with you. It's just too, like, slow and, like, oh, it's going to pop out, it's going to pop out, it's going to pop out, it's going to pop out.
Yeah.
It never pops out, and then finally it pops out.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God, it got me.
As soon as you let your guard down, probably.
Yeah, I mean, horror video games definitely are a big niche in the video game world.
For me, as somebody who's not a gamer, it's the controls are hard for me.
Yeah.
So I can never get that immersed into the game. Because I'm always like, fuck, what button do I push next?
Well, I remember being a kid and not really, like, being, like, cognitive enough to, like, play, like, Silent Hill. But my dad would play it, and we would just watch him play it.
Yeah.
You know, all day. And I remember that was a creepy-ass game. Like, just some of the imagery in it.
Yeah.
So, for me, like, video games have been around, you know, a lot of my life. Specifically horror video games.
Yeah.
So, as much as I love horror movies, when it comes to just downright which is a more scary experience, I have to say video games.
Well, I think that this week we're just going to have to agree to disagree.
Fair enough.
I'm going with movies because I have been really fucking freaked out from scary movies.
Yeah.
I mean, three come to head.
Well, yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, there's definitely a good argument for movies because think of how, like, horror movies influence pop culture and our, you know, thoughts of, like, what we're scared of.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of, like, if we didn't see it in the movies, maybe you would never actually have that specific fear.
Maybe, like, clowns.
Well,
there may not be such a widespread fear of clowns without it, you know?
Yeah, true. So, I mean, there is a good argument for movies. All right, well, tell us, as always, what you think about which one you think is scarier. Send us an email at hauntedhazepodcast@gmail.com.
You can find us on Facebook and Instagram, as always, at Haunted Haze Podcast.
Yep, we'd love to hear from you there.
Yeah. Send us a message, tell us what you think, and tell us what your favorite scary video game is.
Yeah, I want to hear... Yeah, tell me what your favorite scary video game
is. Josh would love to know it.
Yeah, I'm going to go with... scariest video game. Probably Silent Hill.
What system was that on?
PlayStation.
Mm-hmm.
Dead Space is a really good one. I mean, Doom games are kind of scary. They're a little more action, but... Manhunt. I mean, there's some terrifying games out there. Tell me what your favorite game is. I would love to hear it because maybe I haven't heard of it.
And you check it out and play it.
Yeah. All right. So, remember we were doing Double or Nothing. Yeah. We're at the end of all of our trivia cards. We've played that many rounds of trivia at this point. So, All or Nothing, we're down to 20 cards. Right?
Yep.
So, whoever gets the most right.
Okay.
All right, so All or Nothing. 20 cards left. Yeah. Whoever gets the most right, winner takes all.
For sure. I'm down.
Yeah. Are you still gunning for that Pandora bracelet?
Yep, I'm excited about it.
All right. I might have to pick up a new horror video game.
Yeah.
Maybe that Resident Evil Village.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, let's go for it. Yeah, I'll go first. Well, I'll read to you first.
Oh, really? I get to answer first? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
What 2016 M. Night Shyamalan film is about a kidnapper with 23 different personalities and is about to unleash the 24th?
Split.
Correct. What was the profession of the main heroine in the 1981 werewolf film The Howling?
News reporter.
Correct.
What horror television series was created by Ryan Murphy, who also created the TV series Glee?
I'm sorry, what was the first part?
What horror television series was created by Ryan Murphy, who also created the TV series Glee? So think of like a current...
I'll say American Horror Story.
Correct.
Yes.
What animal was Betty White's character feeding in the movie Lake Placid?
She was feeding ducks.
No, what was the creature in Lake Placid?
I don't know, a fish.
A giant alligator.
Dang. All right. Jack Nicholson stars as a werewolf in what 1994 movie?
Wolf.
Correct. What 1981 sequel is the feature film directorial debut of James Cameron?
The sequel?
It's a 1981 sequel, and it's a feature film directorial debut of James Cameron.
Damn. Is it Nightmare on Elm Street?
Piranha 2, The Spawning.
Oh. Damn. Who was born at 6 a.m. on the 6th day of the 6th month?
Jason Voorhees.
Nah.
Who?
Damien Thorne.
Oh, damn.
What 1978 film features footage of supposedly real deaths and boasted about it being banned in 40 countries?
Cannibal Holocaust.
Faces of Death.
Damn. In 2007, Rob Zombie directed what remake about a young Michael Myers?
Halloween.
After dying in the electric chair and making a deal with the devil, Horace Pinker continued his murderous ways in what 1989 film directed by Wes Craven?
Shocker.
Correct again. Well, you're up 5-1.
Who directed the 1992 film Bram Stoker's Dracula?
I don't know.
Francis Ford Coppola.
Oh.
What 1978 classic horror film was originally titled The Babysitter Murders?
Halloween.
Correct.
Which installment of the Halloween movie franchise did not feature Michael Myers?
Halloween 3, Season of the Witch.
Correct. Which franchise has the most sequels? Halloween or Nightmare on Elm Street?
Oh, man. Halloween.
Correct.
What 2005 movie contains elements of both the supernatural and a courtroom drama?
Emily Rose.
Yeah, The Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Yes, The Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Yes, correct. What 2008 French horror movie involved the flaying of a main character in order to allow her to reach a state of transcendence?
Hostile.
Martyrs.
Damn. What 1970s pop music icon starred as Nikki in David Cronenberg's Videodrome?
Madonna?
No. Deborah Harry.
Deborah Harris?
Mm-hmm. No, Harry. Deborah Harry.
Okay.
What movie's tagline was just when you thought it was safe to go back in the water?
Jaws 2.
Right.
Yes. Jaws is a great horror movie to watch in the summer.
Yeah, I feel that. Jaws is a good one.
A group of scientists band together to save the world from a horde of fruit in what 1988 movie?
I don't know.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Gosh, I've never even heard of that. These is like some really obscure ones today.
Come on this one. In what movie did mispronouncing Klaatu Barada Nictu result in a deadite attack?
Evil Dead. Army of Darkness.
Yes.
Yes, perfect. Finally got one.
Yep. You got one you knew. You are getting some kind of tough ones, guys.
David Naughton and Griffin Drone play a pair of unfortunate backpackers in this 1981 lycanthrope classic.
American Werewolf in London.
Correct. Teenage Charlie Brewster thinks his new next-door neighbor is a vampire in this 1985 film that was later remade in 2011.
Fright Night.
Correct.
What insects are closely associated with the urban legend of Candyman?
Cockroaches.
Are you you kidding me?
What insects are closely related to the urban legend of Candyman?
Verbatim.
Is the answer somewhere in there?
No.
Oh, it's I said cockroaches.
Yeah, why would it be cockroaches when they're in a beehive? Candyman, bees, the honey. What country was the 2005 movie Wolf Creek set in?
France.
Australia.
What was the name of the possessed doll in the 2013 movie The Conjuring?
Annabelle.
In the movie Devil, what were the five characters trapped in the movie?
An elevator.
Yep.
What 2018 film features a family who lives in silence while hiding from creatures who hunt by sound?
A Quiet Place.
Yes. In what horror movie did the villain attack high school students through their dreams?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes. Don't call it a comeback.
What actor asked, "You mean there are snakes out there this big?" in the movie Anaconda?
J-Lo.
Nope. Ice Cube.
Aww.
What kind of powers do the scanners possess in 1981 film Scanners?
Oh, man. X-ray vision?
Telekinetic and telepathic powers.
Damn, okay.
They're just tele-everything.
They can read your mind. Scanners. I don't think I've ever seen that. What type of animal terrorizes Jennifer Connelly and Dario Argento's phenomena?
A bear.
No. I've never seen this. I might have to watch this. A chimpanzee with a straight razor.
Oh, my God.
In the 1979 film Tourist Trap, a group of friends are trapped in what establishment?
Museum.
Yes.
What hangs above Tina's bed in The Nightmare on Elm Street?
A dream catcher.
A crucifix.
Oh, damn.
In the 2006 film Silent Hill, what sound signals the transformation of the town into a nightmarish dimension?
A siren, like a storm siren.
Yeah, an air raid siren, but I think that's right.
And what movie could you find three individuals out in the woods with a video camera searching for a witch?
Blair Witch Project.
What 2017 Netflix film involves a boy who accidentally witnesses a cult ritual in his house and has to survive the night?
The Babysitter.
Correct. So how far are you down?
Well, I stopped counting whenever you won a while ago. But let me hold on. I have, you're at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, which is the winner. Well, no, it's not. 11, 12, 13, 14. You have 14.
You have how many?
And I have 1, 2, 3, 4. Wait. 5, 6, 7.
All right, so double or nothing, right? I'm up by two points. This is the very last card.
Okay.
If you can get both of these questions right, we'll call it a tie.
Okay.
And to break the tie, we'll best 2 out of 3 rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
How's that sound?
Good.
I can't believe this whole time you've done this well in trivia that you've made, like, at least I'm making it interesting, right?
Right.
I'm giving you a chance. Which actress plays a psychotherapist who enters the mind of a comatose serial killer in the 2000 film The Cell?
Jennifer Lopez.
Correct. What is the name of the sequel to Ridley Scott's Alien?
Aliens.
Oh my God!
Yeah, thank
you. All right, look, fair is fair. So right. Best 2 out of 3.
All right.
You ready?
Rock, paper, scissors,
rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
All right.
Best two, this is for a Pandora bracelet.
Yes. All right.
You want it so bad, don't you?
Yeah.
Best 2 out of 3.
It's more, it's never less than I want the Pandora and more than I
rock,
just want to
paper,
win.
Rock, paper, scissors, that.
Oh, wait, okay.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yes!
Oh, down the line.
All right, yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Damn it,
all right. Oh, here we go. Here we go. This is it. This is it for the whole... This is what comes out to the season. Ready? Mm-hmm. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Tie. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. No!
Damn.
Put the paper over rock.
Josh won it.
Oh, yes.
You deserved it because you kicked my ass in trivia. So,
yeah.
Thank you for making me have possible chance I could. I love you for that.
That was fun to say. I love playing trivia. Unfortunately, we're completely out of cards now.
Yeah.
We went through all those cards.
But, hey, we made the most of this deck of trivia questions. And it was fun. And I'm honestly shocked at how many I knew.
Because I knew a lot of the questions I asked you. Yeah.
Like, all the time I'd be asking you a question that I know the answer to, and I'm like, of course I'm asking you this question.
So we're definitely going to look into, like, more trivia cards. Obviously, like, we don't want to continue to do these cards because we've already gone through them. We know the answers.
Yeah. But it was fun.
But it was definitely fun, yeah. I'm surprised how well you did. So,
thank you.
Congratulations.
Well, congratulations to you. You did it. You are
the
winner.
I'm the mega champion.
You are.
Dude.
And you deserve every bit of that win. So, I'm proud of you.
Right on.
I'm a sore winner and a sore loser.
don't believe it. You might forget that Pandora bracelet.
All right.
Well, tell us, did you guys enjoy listening to us play a little horror trivia? Would you like to join in? Send me a trivia question.
Looking for somebody who's going to beat Josh.
Oh, yeah?
Somebody who can stand up to you.
Yeah, who can stump me with a horror. Yeah. We might, maybe we'll have to do something like that. Maybe a little trivia contest.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Well, you can always hit us up again at hauntedhazepodcast@gmail.com.
Yep, and check us out on Facebook and Instagram at Haunted Haze Podcast. Also, check us out on Etsy at Hippie Haze Studio. We have all kinds of tie-dye, stash boxes, paintings. We got a little bit of everything going on over there.
Yeah, look, it can't be always doom and gloom, you know, even though, like, we're totally into the horror, but...
Oh, no, I'm trying to bring all the love and light.
It's summertime. If you want to bring a little color to your life, please check out our tie-dye.
Yeah, for sure. It is absolutely that season. I'm wearing a tie-dye shirt as we speak.
She is.
I am often wearing tie-dye.
Hey, look, we love it. And if you love tie-dye, definitely check us out. It's a great way to support the podcast. Without any kind of real sponsors, we're just doing this ourselves because we enjoy doing this.
Yeah.
And we hope to do it, you know, for the people that check us out. You know.
Yeah, you can also find our coffee collaboration with Griffith Roasting Company on our Etsy.
Yeah, I drank some this morning.
Yeah, me too. Devil's Divine. It was delicious. I was stoked about it. And you can find Griffith Roasting Company on Facebook and Instagram at Griffith Roasting Company or griffith-roasting-company.square.site.
Also use code HauntedHaze for 10% off your order. Definitely check it out. Those are two great ways to support the podcast. If you're enjoying it, please let us know. Please review us. Please tell a friend. Please come back. Until next time, peace out.
Peace out.
Stay haunted.